Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 123.
Indeed, 123.
Streaming live from Paul's back cave.
Under toi, yeah.
Windows open.
We've got the windows open because it's been pretty warm.
People might walk past, people might see us recording.
And little do they know, this is how the magic's created.
You know, magic.
So we're recording late on, what day of the week is it?
First.
Remember
the 1st of August.
1st of August.
That famous day.
There was some famous battle. 1st of August, I can't remember. But we're recording because that's just where we can fit it in, because I go away to Wales and then you going away to...
Somewhere warm.
Where do you go?
Just Lanzarote.
Lanzarote, you've been there before, haven't you?
Yeah, I like it there, it's all right. Yeah. Although we normally go Easter when it's warm.
Yeah.
And now we're going in August when it's scorching warm. Yeah. I'm guessing. So, it's warm all year round.
Is this like a pool holiday where you just sit by the pool?
I hope so.
Is that, but...
Yeah, it's like an all-inclusive.
Is that entertaining enough,
Like, when you've got kids, it's entertaining.
Okay,
My entertainment is being without the kids.
Oh, okay, right.
So if they're running around, playing in pools, playing football, eating ice creams, drinking, not mithering me for fucking money and stuff, then I'm on holiday.
Then you're on holiday. So what do you do, then?
Nothing.
Nothing.
As little as I can.
As little as possible. Fair enough. All right.
Play on my phone.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Read a book.
It's perfect.
All right. Okay.
It's what you dreamt of doing. It's what you'll dream of doing when your kids are old enough to give you no peace.
Give you no peace. Mm-hmm.
Right, so we're going to be talking today about Nippon.
Yes.
We were going to do Nippon and Cathay, but I don't think we'll have time, so we'll do Cathay next time.
We'll do Cathay next time. And so the intention is to talk about the Nippon Army List and where it needs to go. Like, you know, in terms of how do we... Because at the moment it's not something that can be used.
Yeah.
Like, but how could we... What can we do about it?
Basically, it wasn't part of the big big push.
No.
But it wasn't a million miles away.
No, it was not. No.
It was left out because I didn't want to do Wood Elves, to be honest.
Yeah.
And in order to get to these, I'd have had to go through Wood Elves.
Yeah.
But we ended up doing Wood Elves anyway.
Yeah.
We drew the line at Wood Elves, because I'm not going any further than this.
No, exactly.
But I don't think this or the Cathay List are that far away from where they need to be.
No.
I mean, are they really needed for the game? Probably not. They're more historical than anything that was actually in fantasy.
Exactly.
They're not even like Araby. There's nothing really magic-y around them.
I mean...
Nippon have literally no magic. They're just an ancient army, aren't they? Like, medieval army. There's no magic.
Japanese feudal army. The places in are there in the Warhammer world, like Nippon and Cathay, as in they're on the Warhammer, they're on the map. But there's little to no fluff. I mean, there is some fluff, but it's all old fluff that's written about them. GW never did, like, this is a Nippon 28mm scale army.
But did they even have a fluff thing?
They must have at some point, you know, somewhere back in one of the editions of Warhammer, they would have. Oh, but in this book, no, they don't.
No. Because the fluff is like... Just look at ancient Japanese,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's what we're going to be talking about after we've talked about Paul's world, my world.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of weeks. I think I'll write the date on.
Last recording the 19th. So a good, 20 days ago. Yeah, like
20 days. Only in Trump land, math land.
A couple of weeks ago.
About 12 days or so.
And it's like I've been up to loads, actually. I think quite
a bit.
Crack on. You want me to go first?
Absolutely. Always. Paul's like first.
Ladies
before gents, I've got fuck all.
Fair enough, then.
I'll run mine in the 5 minutes that's left.
Point to talk about. So we're on the beers, tonight. So we should lubricate ourselves a bit better. Yeah, when you, I'll pour you some more of that when it's done.
Whatever it is, so wheat beer, German wheat beer.
Yeah. So, this is chronologically, I'll run this through stuff. So I play. So
I mean, keep it down to 10 different items, if possible.
I played at the Harlow Middle Earth strategy battle game. My second Middle Earth strategy battle game tournament, local.
First tournament
was at Harlow. I did not do very well.
Did you win a game? Did you win the last game? I think it was close.
I did win a game, yes.
I think you won the last game.
Yes, that's right. Only just. And so this was another three games at the same venue. I took a Gondor list and a Mordor list.
Gondor Boromir list?
Gondor Faramir.
Ah, that's a shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
where's Boromir?
People say you should take Boromir. But
I wonder why.
Because he's better. Yeah, okay. But anyway, but the Faramir list allowed me to take more. Like, I wanted some cavalry.
Okay. Yeah. And the other list had the old Shield Bash fella. What's his name?
No.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Oh, sorry. Against me, yeah? The Mr. I Charge Knock You Down.
Oh.
Six Dice Your Death.
Yeah, that was Shagrath. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wasn't like, he had a net when I had it.
The thing is so I'd gone for a Gondor list, which, like, had something of everything I wanted to have and didn't have terribly expensive characters, so it allowed it quite a high model count. But my Mordor list was too elite. You know, like, Mordor need to outnumber the enemy by quite a bit. And,
but they actually have a buff that says that.
Yeah, exactly. And that, and it's like, that was my mistake. Anyway, the point was, just recap it quickly, because I've got lots to get through. I played three games. The first game I won, which was the Reconnoiter, which is like, run your models past your opponent. And, like, your score, the major score is getting more models off the table than your opponent.
Right.
And that was a really good scenario. And I played a head teacher, like a guy, who was also called Paul. We had a great game. He used Army of the Dead. So I did outnumber him, with my Mordor and a lot of my...
With who? Just Aragorn and the King of the Dead?
Yeah, Aragorn, King of the Dead.
Because it's only 700 points.
This one was 800.
So you need somebody else?
Some cavalry models were in there. So, no, okay. I mean, it was like, you only had two heroes.
Wow, that's really small model.
Yeah, it was. But they're all super elite, aren't they? And when they strike against your courage, Mordor has, like, what, courage 2? So it's like threes, is your guys die.
Uh-huh. And they're defense 8, so you need
more. Yeah, so I did not kill many of him. But I did manage to run my past models, a lot of my models past him, enough to win the game. So that was good. My second game was... was that the second? Was that?
I think it was the third game you played.
The third game. Yeah. So the second game, I'm just trying to remember, didn't stand out too particularly. But the third game, which I lost. That was it. I played against a guy who was clearly much, much more, wins tournaments. And that was my Gondor list against Angmar. I had not played, Spirits and Shades and Terror. Angmar. Wow. But what was cool was he showed me so many tricks of the game that, like...
Well, the barrow, the things that live in the water.
Barrow-wights and stuff. Yeah. Like, he showed me so many tricks of, but the scenario there played... Like, he had a Gullivar, I think it is, like a flying demon who can... And the scenario was, dig out the central objective, like, pick it up, and then... push it, then run it past your opponent, like off their board edge. Right. And once he got the flying, he had a flying model that could pick it up. There aren't many models that can fly and do this, but he had one of the ones in the game.
Can eagles do it?
Yes, they can, actually.
Well, that would be shit.
So once he got on it and it was in the hands of this flying model, it was really hard to stop. Flying.
Imagine being a dwarf. Five.
But he failed to pick it up for ages. And that was a really good game because I learned lots about how to play the game well. He was playing the game well. I realised, we chatted about it afterwards. And I was like, there wasn't really much I could have done with the forces and the scenario. But, it was interesting. Seeing his preciseness with it was cool. And then the last game. Now this is the most interesting thing of the event was the last game I played against was a Eagles and Bjorn list. So Gwaihir, four Eagles. So that's five flying models and Bjorn.
Five big ass flying.
Yeah.
Models.
So six model count army against my Mordor. And I don't I like. You know, in the films where you have eagles just like tear the shit out of your supports, like literally ripping them up and flying off in the air
and then dropping them.
That's pretty much what happened. And it was a game where you had to hold like five objectives, and I was like, well, he only has six models, but I got torn to bits. I killed two eagles, but it was completely he was dictating everything because his stuff was just much quicker than mine, and he could decide when he wanted to attack and was
so how many because you must be ganging up on him. It's not like war and one fight,
because his stuff can fly, and that's a 12-inch move, like he can pick where he wants to attack. Like, unless I get lucky with the priority. Like,
he doesn't charge on the floor, then?
No. No, he charges flying. So, like, he places.
That's fucking awful.
Anyway, so...
So you charge him. You don't kill him. Your front line, he then just flies over the back of you.
The guy plays the game, and, like, because they're monsters, like, they can do, like, tricks like hurl models and stuff. Like, and you can throw... Like, he was throwing orcs into other combats that hadn't fought yet, and it would knock down my models, but not the eagle that was in the fight
because
the eagle was bigger.
Yeah.
It's clever. It was like there's more to this game.
And Bjorn just eats everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I managed to get my troll onto Bjorn, and he just literally run around with him. It was just like, that wasn't even worth it, was it? It was just like, killed the troll. But afterwards, I was like, okay, so this is where this game can go. It was a skew list. Like, this is what... Like, it was totally unlike any other Rings game I'd played. It was like...
It's like a fellowship list, isn't it?
Six or seven hero fellowship. And it's like, this is what this can be. But in the first game, like, of the run the models off the table, he obviously was almost impossible for this guy to win it because...
He doesn't want to run his models.
Well, yes, he's only got six.
He can't fight.
Yeah,
because exactly. Then the stuff's just going to run past.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it was it was interesting playing against it, but it wasn't.
Did they tell you what the scenarios were in advance?
No.
So anybody with a gimpy, skewy list might have lost game one without even.
Well, I mean, just by turning up. It's not impossible to win, but it's
well, say I've got like 100 goblins,
yeah,
and you've got fucking six models. How many are you gonna kill? I'm gonna run 50 off.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 40 off.
You only need to be three times to get the maximum score. Is three times the
even if I kill nothing and you run all your models off, you got what six?
Yeah, the game doesn't end. Like if you didn't that, if you run your six models off, the game's not over. Like.
So I run 18 models off.
Yeah.
Out of 100. Yeah. You can't even win.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I've won three times.
Yeah. Doesn't matter anything else. Yeah, like you'll get some minor scores, but nothing else matters. Yeah. It's interesting. Like
That scenario corrects the game.
Yeah, it made me think a lot about it. And because I was just like, that was a weird game. Like, how would I even play against that? But it's like rowing rock, paper, scissors.
Pick yourself some dwarf ballistas.
They'll shoot them down.
Just fucking smoke them.
Do you want another bit?
We'll do it in a bit. But even if they scatter, you can only scatter another fucking eagle.
Another eagle is going to hit one of these eagles.
And exactly. It's going to sting.
Exactly, it's going to hurt. Yeah, like, so that was
cool. There's people watching. I said that one up. Hello! Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's a little nuclear family.
All right, okay.
Walking the kid, trying to get him to sleep.
So that's fun. The next hobby thing I did was Talisman. Third edition Talisman, played it where it was...
This is Jeff's, is it?
No. Mates of mine from that I've known for ages, from living around here, they don't live in Essex anymore, but when we do meet up, we play this Talisman game, which is, like... We've invented some of the house rules for, and we just get legless and playing it, and it was pretty fun. So, but that is at GW from the 90s, like not the Fantasy Flight owns Talisman now, I think. Anyway, that was a good. Like, we actually created character versions of each other.
Nice.
But this one was quite funny.
Paul the Coward.
Steps
and runs away.
I'll leave you to talk about our game of Middle Earth.
Classic game.
Played Chris at Warmaster.
Chris Crystal,
took my Skaven to play against. I played Skaven against Empire, and I tried Jim's tactic of the Giselles, like the Rat Swarms and Giselles behind, and then supported. Like, it's into how to take charges. It's interesting. It was ultimately you're still losing, your model count, your breakpoint tallies up quite quick because you're going to sacrifice a rat swarm.
For people that don't know, what the tactic was, rather than put your Giselles on the front and let them get charged, if you put them in support
of something they can't support, which is the rat swarms.
Okay, so they're not supporting the rat swarm.
They're just in front. They're just behind.
Well, then all he can do is after kill the rat swarm, it's advanced, so there's no charge bonus, and you still get your shooting minus
one.
And that was
an interesting mechanic to see. It worked well, and it worked badly when I fluffed my dice.
But I think, if I'm being honest, I think Empire might be a bit of a soft touch.
I mean...
Because their shit Yeah. It's more expensive than your shit. Yeah, and you've got similar shit. Well, and you've got better shit.
I managed to rush his gun line. I managed to rush his artillery.
So if you take artillery out of the equation, and the knights, kinnikinies, which are kind of, they're good, but they're not. You've got halberdiers for cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got storm vermin. They don't have storm. Yeah. You've got ogres. They don't have ogres.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're right.
You've got doom wheels. You've got... Yeah.
Yeah. Empire's a good matchup.
I think it is a good matchup.
But, so I came across...
If you can get rid of the cannons.
Yeah, yeah. I came away with a win and for that one, but... it was interesting. It was interesting playing it, definitely. Yeah, like, and that was at Bad Moon Cafe. Lovely venue. Yeah, like, great.
Named after the beer.
I mean, it was the day after the super heat day that we had in England. Trains were all fucked. You know, like just all over the place. I'm glad I don't commute into London. It was like, but yeah, it was worth it. It was worth it. Yeah, and then the last thing was to make you laugh. So last night I played Dave. Two nights ago, I played Dave at War Machine.
It was last night, sir.
It was last night. It's Thursday, isn't it?
Today? It is, sir. Yes.
So I played Dave at War Machine.
And as I said at the time, every now and again, the moth has got to touch the bulb to know how hot it burns.
Definitely. I mean, oh dear. Your list
looked like one of those stupid, I'm going to take a bit of everything fucking shooty lists.
The thing is, War Machine... had its remix recently.
Had it?
So
3.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
Right, okay.
And I was like, and Dan, I hadn't played Dave in ages, and that was just coincidence. And Dave was like, oh, well, I want to play War Machine.
3.5. And it's like, I've got this really, really cool tier list that I want to fucking wrench you with.
And it was just, it was stupid, basically. It was just like, you know, his stuff was so, like, I don't know what I was supposed to do about it. It's like, that is cool. War Machine's still a very good game, but to play it, you have to play it a lot, and which we're not, and I'm not in a position in my life to be able to do that. And it was just a farce, basically, like because it was just like, well, his stuff is feated. I can't. It's invulnerable for a turn, pretty much, and then it moves on its second turn onto everywhere it needs to be. I did what I could, but it's like, you know, I can't pull enough. Damage.
But that's why War Machine as a game is like a multi-list game.
Yeah.
And now because of the way it's built tier-wise, whatever the fuck you call it, you need like basically three tier lists. Yeah. Then it just becomes like some rock, paper, scissors kind of fucking game. I've got to pick my right counter to whatever one I think you're going to use.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I could still, obviously, it was interesting playing it because I haven't played it for a while and I hadn't forgotten the rules and mechanics. So I was playing it, I've not forgotten how to play it, but it left me cold, basically.
But that's like just muscle memory. To be competitive, you need to do more than that.
Like, no, it afterwards it was like, that game did not make me want to play War Machine any, like, more. Like, as in afterwards, I was just like, I just got curb stomped.
I think it was that one-sided. I think you got beaten.
Yeah.
But I think there were way worse beatings than that.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
There was a fucking list Sherman used to run. I can't remember what it was. Some fucking robot. What a fucking thing that was. Literally, I could go a whole game and not kill anything.
Yeah. Well, what was funny in this one against Dave is I did a damage to a model, and all it did was benefit him. Because he passed his tough roll, he doesn't fall over, he gets vengeance, and literally, so I've helped you. I've given that.
Well, you didn't have to shoot.
Yeah, no, literally.
You could have just waited a turn.
I think if I was to play in a War Machine tournament again,
I wouldn't do this.
No plans. No plans to do so. But if I was, I would have to. I don't know. I'd have to borrow somebody else's stuff because Signar is.
Well, you'd have to build the list, whatever the two or three Signar lists are, whatever they are, whatever they've been made to be, that list is what you'll have to buy. Maybe it's two cyclones or two fucking battle engines or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That's the list you have to play.
That's the list you have to play, yeah.
That's how they've made the game. If you want to be competitive, there'll be two or three lists in each faction and they're the lists.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And also, they must be in about 15 factions now. I don't know how in fuck's name you keep up with that. Right, have you done?
That's my gaming wise.
You know, like, you had a really good time, anyway. I was enjoying it much. The only game I enjoyed more, and I'll just quickly run over this, was Alex, who we've talked about a few times, was playing against Ollie. And Ollie was playing, like, Mordor-y, orky fucking stuff.
Yeah, I was Clarky.
And Alex, Clarky. Clarky had 22 elf cavalry. 22. And because of the cheese-tastic fucking rules of this list, there was no bow limit. So every man fucking jack of them. Elf bows are ridiculous. Compared to the rest of the shit. Compared to your shit needing a 68 in strength
too.
That's
the point with, so the Gondor list has raid, has some shooting, and that's fine. But, like, Mordor is terrible shooting, and it's like...
it's not worth testing.
No, but, like, maybe it is. Maybe you need some.
No, because it doesn't do anything. The Uruks with the crossbows, strength 4, stand still, they can do some damage. Strength 2, no, forget about it. Forget about it. Needing a 6 to wound a... armor 4, need a 6 now. So, his plan, he's like this, Paul, this is right over the street. So, how his army works is he has 3 rounds of shooting, and then he starts walking backwards and shoots.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So he's banking on 4 rounds of shooting before any combat is made.
Yeah.
Lovely. And then after that, he can then, once they're getting in amongst it, they're still elves. They still hit like fucking trucks because they're elves on the charge, and then they've got lots of manoeuvrability because they're all on horses.
Yeah.
And then so they roll the scenario again. The scenario sometimes gives a list.
Yeah, and it was the
visibility 12. Fighting a knight. Fighting a knight. So he had 1 turn of shooting, and that was the turn he had to move
within
12. So then he's hitting on 4s instead of 3s. And then they're all on him.
It's picky battles, isn't it?
Well, fucking cheesy bastard. No tears were shed for those elves.
No tears were shed.
Fuck them all. Dirty elf bastards. So.
I have some other points as well.
Oh, shit, there's more. Fucking hell. So we're on 22 and a half.
I've already spoken about that one.
Yeah, good.
So, hobby-wise, I've been painting up these here. So we have Cromarty...
Cromarty Forge.
Cromarty Forge is Skaven. So I finished 3 stands, a stand of clan rats, a stand of storm vermin, and a stand of rat ogres. And I've painted them in the same style as my GW Skaven army. So I can compare the two, like for like. And these are models that I'll be photographed and put up on social media, look at this fantastic thing that's coming out.
Yeah, it's very
and,
nice.
What do you think, Barry?
If you want to play Skaven, this is the way to play Skaven, without fucking selling kidney.
Yeah.
But with nice-looking stuff.
Yeah. I shared the pictures around our local Facebook, our local Warmaster group, and people have come to, like, the Storm Vermin, for example, have very oversized halberds, and they're massive weapons they're carrying, actually, like the blades are the size of the Skaven, but it works in a sense, because the GW Storm Vermin, you couldn't really tell them apart from the GW clan rats. They didn't look much different. And even I, who was playing the army, would struggle to tell them apart. But these ones, obviously,
you can tell them apart. Without a ruler, it's quite hard to judge scale, but I think these fellas are probably...
Rat ogres?
They're probably quite big, aren't they? They're probably 20 mil or something. Yeah, they could be as big as they fucking want to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're going to look... They're going to look nice on the table.
I've been doing them, painting them, and I will continue to paint. I'm doing a unit of gutter runners, a stand of gutter runners, and a stand of gazelles. So when I float the pictures, it's as much variation as possible on the pictures. Look at all these cool stuff that is coming up for you. And these are painted to a standard which anybody who paints should be able to do, because I'm not a pro painter. The other thing I want to talk about is bolt action.
What the fuck is this? Why are you talking about this?
Well, just say, this is I got a commission to do these bolt action models.
By who?
By someone random off Facebook. So da da da. I'll give them a crack at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's the
band of brothers.
Yeah. That's the other thing I'm working on. Is keeps the hobby fun. That's it.
Well, you must be running short. It's just joking. Right, so 24 and a half minutes, what am I going to talk about? Lord of the Rings versus Paul, Army of the Dead. So one thing I'm doing is to get an Army of the Dead painted.
Yeah, because you don't need to paint it. Mm. Well, it's a concept army.
Easy. It's easy to paint. Yeah, fellow offers to paint
it's
it.
White,
so you can paint
bright
it.
Paint on white, but on a white
crack
spray.
On. And you got base on.
No.
I fucking built it. Crack on. Lord of the Rings versus Paul. We played a game.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what the fucking scenario was.
Using dwarves.
Everything in the centre.
Everything in the centre.
One central sort of objective, like the watchtower.
All that matters is how much you got in the centre.
Like the watchtower, basically, in War Machine. So, yeah.
Shagrat did well.
Shagrat is a wanker, but he didn't fight anybody proper.
No, because he's better off murdering dwarves.
Murdering little dwarves.
Yeah.
But he didn't take on my big dwarf.
No.
And my dwarves did what dwarves do.
Yeah.
They just last the battle, don't they? Just about. It was close.
So your one was, you had two ballistas, and I managed to get the drop on them, because, it was in the way the game was, warband set up.
So that was a bit annoying, because it was random deployment, and my ballistas had to deploy on their own, away from my armies. It was a bit... that's what happens. So they got taken out.
Got taken out by, marauding orcs.
And then it was quite awkward, me being so slow, and you being quicker.
Yeah.
Especially your wargies. But we managed to take those down.
Yeah.
And then your troll was eating through stuff.
Yeah. It was
Once the blisters are gone, I didn't really have an answer. I bought this guy, Mardin, with a big poker
stick. He's not really good at what he says he does.
No, your guy with a shield.
Yeah.
Shagrat.
Shagrat.
He does what he says on the tin.
Yeah, it's like he's all... Yeah, bash.
And I'm using Durin. He does what he says on the tin, mate. Put him near something, he'll kill it.
He'll kill it. Yeah.
But this Mardin's a troll bane he's got, his weapon.
Fuck all.
He gets rendered.
And he's no good at trolls.
He gets rendered in that same gun.
Yeah.
So that wasn't great.
Not a good career move by him.
He's never lasted a game yet. But Dane survived. Durin survived. And your troll survived eating everything.
In that one, I won the battle but lost the scenario because is it like
I'm not sure you played the scenario having fun killing dwarves.
Exactly, because I was doing a lot better against you than I'd done against Eric. Yeah, like when he used his dwarf list. So
I manage to put all your army virtually on one warband.
Yeah, it was fun. That's how you
three or one or something. And Jorin's team was just. He didn't do very much in the whole game.
No,
just killed
three
dwarves.
Best to avoid him, really.
To avoid Durin. And then, what else? Oh, did you see that post about Fantasy Battle 6th edition today?
Oh, with somebody in the club.
Posted up.
That's what you were putting there, Paul.
Yeah, it is random, but it's also interesting, because why 6th? Why not 2nd, 4th, 5th, 8th, 7th?
I don't know.
Because that's the problem with a game like Fantasy, or 40k. Yeah. It's not like Warmaster, where there is one or maybe two, one and a half editions. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do you find somebody who's willing to go back in time to play at a point where you had a pet list with Teclis in it, or whatever it was, whatever. Because it would have been some cheesy list you loved back at that time, it was.
Yeah. Did you see Nick's response? Like, he responded
back.
He responded back saying, I'll play you at 3rd.
There you go, that's what I'm saying. Where we just have a deck of magic cards.
Whatever,
and the wizards just stand there blowing everything up.
Whatever, it was pretty random. Good luck.
I think 6 was probably my favourite. But how do you build a community around a game that's 9 different iterations of?
I don't know. I mean, I think 9th does well abroad.
I hated the 8th, and it was built off 8th, wasn't it?
Well. Yeah,
with the horde.
Yeah.
Fuck that horde was a pain in the arse. Here's my 100 Skaven slaves.
Yes. Very good.
And you'll never kill them all.
Yeah, but they can't move.
You'll never kill them.
Yeah.
And the game was so static, you basically whatever you were opposite is what you fought.
Exactly. Fantasy has had massive problems, really. Personally, I thought that 8th Fantasy was better, but it's still because it was but it still had massive issues.
But there was never a point where the game was right because they were always unbalancing it with army lists.
Yeah, yeah.
So even if you went back to 6th, what point in 6th? The point right at the end where the Dark Elves came out and ruined everything.
Oh, yeah.
The point where High Elves got always strike first, even when you charge them.
Yeah,
so you charge them, they kill you all.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
And you go, this is bollocks.
You needed a point where you didn't have the unbreakable demon prince with the rerollable 3-up ward save. That's when you don't want that, because that was literally stupid. It was just like,
but there were
a rerollable on one's ward save or 3+. So if I roll a 2, I take a wound. Yeah, like if I roll anything else, like I can reroll it or save it, and it's unbreakable.
But what I'm saying is, at every point in the game, there was something that was unbalanced.
Yeah.
They never balanced it ever.
No.
And that, like, there were points where the lurch was so humongous that the game just broke. And they said, no, we need a new edition. We've just broken the fucking game.
Any game system where the independents have to FAQ it themselves is got problems, hasn't it?
I remember it was so bad playing like orcs. Because all you've got is to charge.
Yeah.
Because everything else attacks before you anyway. Because you've got
your initiative.
Shit.
Yeah.
So then even when you charge, they just fucking killed you all.
Yeah.
And they used to be able to do this thing where they'd have like, they'd have a unit and the front rank would all be heroes.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter what you do, you'd have your heroes at the front and you'd charge in and they'd kill all your fucking front rank.
Yeah.
And what's your choice? As an orc, you run to the back and not fight.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck these elves. Fuck them. I charged you. Are you killing me before?
Yeah, exactly. It's like super skilled. Super skilled. You've seen that. Seen that prologue episode, like of the Fellowship of the Ring, where the water orcs run into the elves and they just kill the cats out. It's like, that's how it works.
But that was like, you know what they say, like the card always overrules the rule book.
Yeah.
The rule book was always, if you charge, because it wasn't that easy always to get the charge off.
No.
If you charge, you attack first. That was like a core fucking rule. And then they had to make Dark Elves bent, so they had to have rerolls on everything.
Rerolls on everything.
They had hatred of fucking everything. Hated everything. We hate you all.
Yeah.
We reroll everything.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this fucking game becoming? And then we went down to Age of Sigmar.
Yeah. And we went from 250 pages to 4.
So I did enjoy this post up sick. It did make me chuckle today.
Okay.
I wrote a couple of posts back to him.
Oh, did you?
Because
right.
Then I thought, I don't have enough time, mate, to play this. I'm not even going to mess you around. I've got enough on my plate. Yeah. I don't want to play sick. Because no doubt I'll spend weeks digging the stuff out of the loft and you'll have some fucking vendor's bullshit list that you're just going to ruin me with.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what would happen, yeah.
So. No, sir. Right, so I think that's... Is that everything from that list of...
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So the Wicked War Master, I've only got two quick things to talk about. There is always stuff on the old Facebook page, but I dragged a couple out. Did you see the YouTube video of the fella making...
Yeah, I did, yeah.
The 10mm woods, modular woods or whatever it was, where you pulled the centre off.
Yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it?
And then there was Matthew Street who actually commissioned it.
Hmm.
I think that was his name. I'm shit with names. Sorry if that's not your name, fella. But that was fantastic. If you haven't seen that, I put a hyperlink here. I always do that. We haven't got a computer open, so that's not much fucking good. There was a Facebook page. You can find a Facebook post, rather, in the Warmaster group. And that's well worth 20 minutes of your time.
Yeah. The guy who's got some skill. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And some flesh hooks or whatever.
Flesh hoops.
I love the fact he was using like a tea strainer to put the stuff down on the flock down.
Yeah. It's like... Good way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So just paint everything brown and then just build up and then he fucking sealed it down. It looked fucking belting. I'd like to maybe make a bit of that stuff. Maybe if we get time. And then somebody posted up castle moulds, like basically 6mm castles that you can build out of blocks. So you pay like $30 or whatever and you buy a set of moulds.
Right.
And then you make plastic cast and you pour plastic cast into the moulds and it makes the bricks. And then you use the bricks to build the castle and then you paint them, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And the stuff looks fucking brilliant.
Oh.
But, I've got to be honest, this is like 19th century tech now.
Yeah.
I mean, fanning around, pouring plaster into silicon moulds and then making bricks and then gluing the fucking bricks together and then painting them. The world of 3D printing's here, I think.
It's too long.
So I think most, especially because 3D printers are now reasonable money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at 6 mil, 10 mil, that it's not a big piece. Yeah, it's not like when you ask Marky to do your 28 mil fucking thing.
That was interesting.
Did you see how long you said it would take to print?
No, what, 15 hours?
I said one piece was 65 hours.
Oh my god.
65 hours print time? Yeah. One piece of it?
Yeah, forget it. It's not there yet, is it? It's not there yet.
28 mil, the stuff's too big, but at this scale, to print a little tower or something.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting, it's castle mode stuff, and if it was 10 years ago, I'd probably look at it, to be honest, before 3D printing and resin casting and stuff existed. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd mention it because it was cool stuff. That was a nice, quick week in Warmaster. So we're going to talk now about the Nippon Army List.
Nippon.
Now, this is one of the reasons we stopped at Wood Elves.
Yes.
Or we stopped before Wood Elves, really. But it's because this is a fucking classic example of where people have just let run wild.
Yeah.
And there's just stuff in here for the sake of fucking putting stuff in.
There's a lot of choices, isn't there?
just a lot of choices, but there's a lot of stuff. So Nippon don't have wizards on the list, but they've got spells.
Yeah.
Nippon have got like fucking special rules, like witch hunters had or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Like divine answers, like extra magic items you can bolt on.
Just for them.
Just for them. And they got a fucking a retinue or whatever with a million different fucking choices in here, and they've got like, they've got a dragon that's not like any a dragoni that's not like any other fucking terror-causing creature.
Yeah.
You couldn't just port one in from another fucking list. So I think what I'd like to do is go through the list and say, why is this here? Is this needed? And if it's not, what should it have? Should it just be removed or not? And then I think it wouldn't take very much to turn this list in from where it is to something that's playable and useful.
So with Nippon, the thing you have to address is the army rules. Surely, yeah, like the unique way it counts towards break.
So it's a variant of Bretonian for a start.
Shall I read it out to you? Nippon armies are based on feudal rule. Nippon overlords tend to be as arrogant as their Bretonian counterparts towards the underclasses.
Correct.
In a samurai heavy army, samurai units disregard any non-samurai losses. Monk armies are equally unperturbed by the loss of unholy or secular mercenaries. As a result, this break point of a Nippon army is 50% rounded up of the total number of either the samurai units or the monk and temple units, whichever is the higher. Armies with more monks are deemed to be led by an abbot. Those with more samurai are led by a secular lord or dynamo, ronin, ashigarai, or tengu, and do not count towards breakpoints regardless of the army's composition. If at the start of the game the number of monks and temple units is the same as the number of samurai units, then the Nippon player nominates which one will be the breakpoint units by specifying if the abbot or dynamo is the general of the army.
Right. So I think for a start,
what do you do about that?
I think for a start, this is fucking way over the top complicated.
Yeah.
Why the fuck have we got two different types of break going on here? If it's either, just call it samurai. Just fucking, why are we fucking about samurai or monks? Who are these monks? Why are we worried about...
Samurai would be better because they are the core troops. Like, you have to include them. Like, monks, you don't, like... there's no minimum of monks.
I mean, one of the things that was exploitable was you could build a monk list.
Yeah.
And then your samurai are all disposable.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, I guess. But I think thematically, they'd be better if they just had one set of break and it was based around samurai. Yeah. In the same way as Bretonians based around knights, but they've got a couple of options here. They've got foot samurai and horse samurai.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll leave that as it is now. We will say, for the purpose of tonight's experiment, that we're only going to count samurai. We're going to forget all this fucking monk shit.
All right.
Okay, so what's the first list?
The first unit is samurai. Their infantry, 3-1 with a shooting attack. 3 hits, 5 of armour, 85 points. Minimum of 1, no maximum. And they have 2 special rules. One, they're expert swordsmen. They get +1 attack per stand for the initial combat round of any combat phase. And 2, honour bound. The troops do not like losing face. They cannot use initiative to evade. Always take 1 less dice, drive back from shooting. Must pursue if winning the combat. However, they are not compelled to advance after winning a combat, nor pursue if they were fortified.
Fortified, that's irrelevant. Yeah, fortified, that never comes up.
Fortified, so we can like...
Oh, we can leave it in, but it's just never going to come up.
It's never going to happen. So, they seem a bit of a bargain for 85 points.
Well, not really. No. If you think about a normal elf, it's like
335 for 60. So for 25 points, you get for all these. You get these.
You get an extra bit of bonus first round and a shooting attack.
Yeah.
But they also, if you're exposing these, you're exposing your break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think
they must pursue winning combat, but they don't have to advance. Yeah, so
they don't have to charge. They're not fanatics.
No, they're not fanatics. Yeah,
and that you can, you're minimum one, and there's no maximum.
Yeah.
So, as the special, let's call it, these are their special troop.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they're anything overly to worry about price wise.
Yeah.
Because in order to use them, you're going to have to expose your break.
Hmm.
Hey, Bretonian knights are just knights, aren't they?
With immune to terror and always charge and always pursue.
Always pursue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they, again, you're talking. Well, maybe they are a bit too cheap. But let's say for the moment we'll leave them as they are.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Askari spearmen, 3-3-6, 45 points.
Halberdiers.
Minimum two, maximum none. Yeah, no rules. So the
halberdiers. Four units.
You're gonna have 4 units.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah. Ronin.
No, we can't get any fucking messy.
Right. 3-3-5. And they're expert swordsmen. And they're 65 points. So they're... Well, obviously this list is based off Japan. Ronin are, you know, lordless samurai.
Well, like, samurai whose lord has died or been disgraced.
That away,
and they've been released, but they can't take a new lord.
Yeah.
Or whatever, so whatever reason.
They don't have the shooting attack, and they have the expert swordsmen, and they're not honour bound. Do they need to be in there?
Well, my concern with these fellas is they're 3-3-5,
yeah,
plus one attack on the first round of combat, and they're
totally
5 points more.
And they're totally
they're 5 points more than a regular elf. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Elf. I think you can have them, but you certainly can't have unlimited.
Yeah.
And I think when we even dipped our toe into this, we said you can't leave this unlimited, can you?
Because
you could have a list that was just basically what's the minimum samurai? Two. Two samurai, and four fucking Askari, and then just fill up with Ronin.
Yeah, so what would the maximum be for them?
Oh, you could maybe cap it at 4.
So what, you could have 8 units?
I think...
8 units is too much?
Well, I don't know. It's a reasonable size. It's better than unlimited units.
How about 3? 6 units?
Is there another example where something's restricted to 3? A Huskarl's restricted to 4? I compare these to Huskarls, right, that they're pushed beyond where they should be, really.
So put a 4 into that. Okay.
So how many infantry have we got already? 3?
3. So
fucking
next is the warrior monks. Are we even...
Well, how many more infantry are there?
1, 2, 3...
The shrine doesn't count.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 entries there.
Just for infantry?
Just for infantry.
Holy fuck.
So warrior monks are infantry, 3-3-5, 85 points. And they have the expert swordsmen, because they're monks, I suppose. And 3 is stoic. Warrior monks are partially monks with samurai armour under their robes and partially samurai with monk robes over their armour. Anonymity of the robes orders removes any honour-bound effects. Monks are just as stoic as samurai, so have -1 drive back. And due to their more arduous training, they don't suffer the command penalty for proximity to enemy. Right.
Okay. I said that these lists just got to the state where you were just fucking throwing everything in them.
Other things, nobody has that rule.
They do. The fucking Araby honour guards or whatever. The Yetis or something have it.
I think if you
just scrub them out.
They don't need to be in this.
If we're not having two different types of people, we don't need monks.
So let's
not this type of monk anyway.
That was some warrior monks.
Yeah, because I think the next ones might be okay.
Zealot monks, 5-3-0. Oh, these are the zealot rules, aren't they? Basically, your fanatics. Same rule for adjutants, if shot at these troops, they must use initiative charge the only possible. Additionally, if shot at, these troops roll for a drive forward.
So basically, what you're looking, zealots.
Yeah, zealots.
Should be zealots. Or fanatics, or something around that. So, what are these? 70 points?
70 points,
there you go, 70 points.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they don't need to fucking drive forward. That's just loose.
Nothing else does that.
Even slayers, which you just some of the most fanatic,
who are there to die. You know,
don't even fucking fall forward, do they?
So cover that. So,
you could do on that. You could hit them like 4-3 times, two times,
and
roll 11.
Yeah,
and they ignore that 11 and they run forward instead.
Hmm. Bullshit. Right, shrine.
No, right. This is just a note.
Shrine attach any monk unit? Well, we've deleted the monks, haven't we?
No, we haven't, because these are monks.
Right, monk units, skirmish stand, units that ignores terror. And can be tempted to spell magic. Yeah, so let's get rid of that.
So basically, for those of you that don't know, the problem with the shrine is it's like a runesmith on steroids. Because it stops you casting spells within a certain bubble and targeting within that bubble. So if you keep your army within the bubble, you can't fucking do anything. Because on a four, so it's a 60-centimeter bubble from the shrine.
Yeah, right.
So all we would do is, if this army, like dwarves, doesn't have access to magic, because although it does on this list, so say it doesn't have access to magic, what we do is make a hero a runesmith for an extra 10 points.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he can have the runesmith rules.
Yeah.
Because that's basically all you're trying to do. We've invented a new fucking method of doing it.
Right.
So the shrine's got to get rid
temple,
of that.
Yeah, done it. Temple imps. So infantry, 2-1-3-6 with a... Units with assorted weapons. Units with such weapons only shoot range of 15 from the front edge only.
So they're 40 points.
Why do they need
2-1-3-6? Well, you've got to read what they do.
Well, that's it. Yeah, like so. Temple. That is the rule. That's all it is. They have a range 15, and they're an infantry unit.
Oh, we definitely don't need these.
Why are they even there? Get rid of them.
I reckon we'll get this down to 8.
Yeah. Okay.
How many have we got now? 4?
We've deleted 3 things.
So we've got 4.
Temple Oni.
Yeah, we need these.
Infantry 4-3-5. And they have no special rules. What are they meant to be? Temple Oni.
They're like big...
They have no special
rules. Saurus, aren't they?
God knows.
Well, aren't they Saurus? Are they... They're supposed to be like Oni, like big fucking chaps.
But I guess so. I mean, I have no idea. But it doesn't say what they are. But it's a profile of 4-3-5 for 75 points.
I mean, again, that is my favourite profile in the fucking game. But
but they have a no minimum and a maximum of 1. That's probably right, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have 2 units.
And you, as with everything in Warmaster, if I'm taking these 2 units, which are good, I'm not taking something else. And we don't want to remove all the flavour. You've still got monks in here, so you can still use your monks.
So Tengu. Infantry 4-3-6, and they have the rule Tengu. Tengu are wood demons, half bird, half man, also known as expert fighters, because everybody else is crap in this army. May see up to 4 centimeters in woods. What may make a magical move from wood to wood in a range. No,
it's just fucking ridiculous. No. What are they doing? How are you supposed to fucking sort?
Delete them?
No, you can't delete them because they need more items than this. This is what, by the way, this is just like a brainstorming session live.
Yeah.
I had done a bit of research.
What is all this shit? Like,
but that's what I'm trying to say. Every it's like you dream up an idea. You go like bird fucking. So
they
bird demons.
They teleport from wood to wood in a range of up to 40 centimeters.
It'd be a nice play against wood elves because they can see 4 centimeters in the wood.
No, they don't. Like that's ridiculous. Like what even is that? Like delete them. I say delete them.
So you've got you've got to have 8 entries.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got samurai, that's 1. Yeah. 1, Askari, 2, Ronin, 3.
Warrior monks, 4. Zealot monks, 4.
Yeah.
Oni, 5. Samurai cavalry, 6. Temple dogs?
They're the kind of monster.
Yeah, 7.
We'll talk about temple dogs in a minute. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to put back in Tengu or temple imps.
Well, I don't like Tengu at all. Put in temple imps.
Yeah, there we go. So 8 is Temple Imps, which is basically your break builder.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just like fucking goblins, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got some goblins. Mm-hmm. You can forget about your flying fucking bird demons.
Yeah. They're gone.
Okay, so that's 8, right? So if you do read out Samurai Cavalry and Temple Dogs.
All right, so Samurai Cavalry are 3-1, 3-5, 110 points, and they have the rule 4. They have the rule expert swordsmen, so plus 1 attack on the because they're
first
samurai.
First round of combat,
which makes sense, and they're honor bound as well. So they have the same rules as samurai. They're mounted samurai.
Now these are your only cavalry, I believe.
They're only cavalry,
and they're really difficult to control, and they're really expensive, and they count for your break.
Yeah. So I'm happy with that. Yeah.
If anything, they're a little bit expensive, but that's what they are. They're 110.
Temple dogs, monster, 2-3-4, and 3 stands worth. Temple dogs monster. So that's monsters be short based, and they have 4 attacks on the charge in the open because they're monsters. And they've got 4 up armour. Temple dog. Why would dogs.
Is there any explanation of what temple dog is?
There's no special rules to them, so there's no. You don't know what they are.
Hmm.
Why would they have 4 up armour?
Why would they need a monster that's three per base and four per armour.
Yeah.
And also you're allowed three of them per thousand. Yeah. You're allowed four samurai cavalry per thousand, but that's not going to happen. You're not going to have eight of them in this list. You ain't going to have room. Mm-hmm. So, what could we make temple dogs? Think of something else in another list. Or we need an eighth entry.
Well, they could be a skirmishing stand. Like, you know, the same warhounds. Like, straight from the Witch Hunters list. Like a direct copy.
So what would they do? Join another one?
Well, they can join infantry or cavalry units as a skirmishing stand.
But they're temple dogs. Would they not have to join, like, fucking monks? Monks! Who are the other... Well, if we didn't have the monster... Because you don't really need to have a monster. No. Like, all this have a monster. Would we have to put back in the warrior monks? Oh, they had millions of rules, didn't they?
No, I don't like that. Yeah, not the warrior monks.
Okay, so we'll have to put in the temple dogs. Four attacks on the... So 12 attacks on the charge, 3 hits, 4 up arm, 90 points.
Mm.
It just seems like another way of getting a fucking knight on the cheap. Because mm-hmm. when you charge, you want a knight.
Why not just have temple dogs as the same profile as, you know, chaos hounds? And just like, there you go. That's it. That's what they are.
So here, right, correct me if I'm wrong, 2, 3, 4
mm-hmm.
plus, and then 90 points. When you charge, there'd be 4, 3, 4.
If they're in the open.
Well, let's assume that. So that's the same as a knight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're charged, you're obviously worse than a knight.
Yeah.
But you're getting a relatively reasonable discount. You're getting 20 points off. Yeah. So defensively, they're worse than knights, but offensively, they're the same as knights, but you're paid less. So you would put them as 2, 3, nothing for 40 points.
Yeah, yeah.
And limit them at 3
yeah.
or 4.
Well,
I don't really like Chaos Hounds being that fucking plentiful.
Yeah, same.
2, fuck them.
2. Mm-hmm.
2. You can have 4 units, you bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're temple dogs.
Yeah.
They look like dogs. We've just ported it in from somewhere else rather than fucking reinventing the wheel.
So
I'm going to make a list later for this, and I'll post it up.
So, Danamo, or Abbott, well, it's not the Abbott anymore.
He's Danamo.
General, so he's a Command 9 General for 2 attacks, 125 points.
Perfect.
A hero is your standard hero, 80
points. You can have two of them.
You're right, your Dragonine, monstrous mount. Right. Being a cross, don't ask, it says, between a dragon and a lion, the Dragonine causes terror. All right. A weak flyer, max 60. What? Yeah, you know, like, dragons
just,
have a defining
role. Just trying to find a way to make it
a shooting attack at 20. Well, it doesn't. No, like, no, you're not going to have the. You're not having that 60 centimetre fly because nothing has that.
Well, they do.
No, no, but.
Charge
like,
now.
Yeah, but nothing just moves 60 because it flies.
So why not, if we say. Why not we can't give it a dragon because we don't want it to be a dragon because dragons are the top tier.
Well, then just give it a griffin.
Exactly right. Griffin. Why make somebody fucking ill? Just call it a griffin.
Griffin.
Or don't call it a griffin.
Just
you
call
can
it
call it whatever
Japanese
you want.
Japanese griffin.
But it's a fucking griffin.
It's a griffin.
The profile is a griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there we go. Now we've got a little bit of a problem.
Retune.
Because this is how they shoehorn everything else into the list.
For every 1,000 points, or a Danamo or Hatamo character can gain a household retinue. This is treated as a special mount to limit his accommodation to one per character. Abbots may not have a retinue. Retinues are skilled persons of non-samurai status who are employed by samurai clans. And they're what the
you
hell?
Can't read it, sir. You've got to read this whole page, right? Just go do this for
who are employed by samurai clans. Character stands that own retinue can be used the skills of the retinue. Only a single example of each type of retinue can be included in the army. The retinue's options are a Vimto monk gives the character a +1 command to his first command test each turn. Ninja warriors. The character stand has hired ninjas and may displace an enemy character in the same way a unit does as he moved over. So, what? Additionally, the stand has +1 attacks and +1 shooting to the stat line of the characters with the unit. Characters from ninja warriors can have runesmith magic items. Sorcerer knows one spell from the Nippon spell list that he may cast once per Nippon magic phase as usual. Characters cannot take a sorcerer retinue if the shrine is included in the army. Characters' command range is unaffected. Characters with source and retinue can have wizarding magic items. Guards, +2 attacks. Mystic. So, +2 attacks. So, you can have what? Right.
Just keep eating.
A character with a mystic may pay in his pay may roll 2d6 at the start of each initiative phase. The score is kept by the character may allocate that command to any brigade at any time in the command phase. And the first command, the Mystic has seen the future and guides the commander. Mystics can have rooms with magic items. It should be made clear by the models on the base what advisor, if any, is present. And of course, you can't ride a dragon in when you're assisted by a retinue. They're both classed as mounts. What the actual fuck?
It's fucking nuts. I swear to God. When I was a younger pup, Warmaster-wise, and I was trying to build this list, I was going, what the fuck is going on with this list? There is so much stuff that doesn't belong anywhere else.
Well, they don't, they don't need any of that, do they?
No, it's all gone.
It's all gone, yeah.
But there is one thing they need.
What?
They need a new...
They need a wizard.
A new hero that is called a runesmith. And it's one per thousand, I guess.
Yeah.
And it'd be 90 points.
So a runesmith. But a Japanese equivalent name.
Call it whatever the fuck you want to call it.
So are you talking about giving them a wizard?
No, they get a runesmith.
Oh, they get a runesmith, right, okay.
They don't have magic.
So they port in a dwarf runesmith. Yeah, okay. For the same
equivalent.
Points. Yeah. And which has
because other ones you're saying, you're dwarf with access to, like, even better dwarf tech than dwarfs, anti-magic tech, can then say, oh, actually, I won't take the shrine, I'll take spells instead.
Yeah.
It's like, pick your fucking poison, mate. Yeah. What do you want, spells or no spells?
Okay, well, that's easy then, because then you don't have to worry about the spells because they don't have any. And you don't have to worry about...
Well, this is different. This is, again, there's more.
But, all right, so unique magic items, that's not in, you know, that's not...
They're not magic items, they're divine ancestry.
Yeah, whatever, they're magic items.
There are specific magic items just for this list. So you've got a war god.
General gives 10 points. General gives a +1 attack per stand to any one unit within 30 centimetres of the general as per Tomb King.
So we'll steal that from the Tomb Kings, because the Tomb King, that's their bag,
That's their bag.
So we'll have that. Next.
Priests, Nakamoto. General has one automatic dispel, sheer willpower consumption to overcome magical energies.
So you can have two dispels in your army, can't you? Because you can have one for the sorcerer. So the only list in existence with two dispel scrolls. Perfect.
Soga. Tax collectors, 35 points. A general may ignore one failed command roll that he makes once per game and re-roll that command. This re-roll is done at the same command value and modifies the failed roll. Sometimes bribery can work wonders. So that's better than a orb command. Inbi, diviners.
So you don't have to do it on 8, you do it on your 4 command, yeah?
4 points. General can force an enemy command reroll once per game. Was that an espionage attempt?
Why? Why can you suddenly make me reroll my command?
Nobody else can do that. And Otomo, Guardians, 50 points. A general can escape from a destroyed unit once per game to join another unit within 30 centimetres on a roll on a d6 roll scoring 2 or more. Divine Guardians cover his escape. General loses any retinue amounts whilst achieving his escape. None of that shit.
Exactly, that's the point. You've literally... There's a whole page here, apart
just
from the griffin.
We've deleted.
Apart from the griffin, every single thing on that page is unnecessary. So what you want from a list is you want 8 entries and then your hero package.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you've got a monstrous mount, you can have a monstrous mount.
Yeah.
If you've got the runesmith, we could find some way of giving him a... have the shrine.
See, this does, I mean, like... So what we've come up with does make Nippon different from anybody else because they have a unique way of break, which is only similar to Bretonians, but they've got it in a different way.
Because they're not full of chaff.
Yeah.
The non samurai stuff is still fucking good.
Yeah. So I mean, it's still a different enough list that the ultimate question is why would you play Nippon?
I've got the models.
Yeah, right. But
also, I'm saying I've got the models.
Yeah, but that is a different. Is in, you know, at least we've come up with something that is still a reason why you play Nippon.
Yeah, still. I don't believe we've invalidated any models apart from maybe the fucking wood demons, flying wood demons, and you'd have to mix your zealot monks and warrior monks together. But who cares? They all robe.
The monks, like
robe and bunks.
Yeah.
The shrine would then become. The runesmith's equivalent of the anvil.
Yeah.
So whatever the name for your Japanese runesmith, you have an anvil equivalent.
Yeah.
So basically, what I believe Rick wanted this game to be is you have small variations between lists.
Yeah, yeah.
Not fucking 20 differences that are different to any other list.
I mean,
The list is just... There was no way we were ever going to do this. And that's why I left it and I thought it would be fun to just go through and say, if you had a blank slate, you could get rid of anything.
Yeah.
And just shape the list so you could actually try it out. Because I want to play Nippon.
Right, okay.
I've got other stuff.
Right, okay.
I think it'd be quite interesting to play with.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, there was no way you could even. There's no point even bothering wasting your time trying to trial the list as it is, because it's just fucking. It's just horrific. It's flabby. It's got a million different special rules that are unique to it.
Yeah. I mean, now we've cleaned it up a lot. You know, like that. Yeah, that's okay. That's fair.
I'll tape it up and then I'll try and play it.
Yeah. Well, that's where we have to go from it.
Because, like, Samurai, if you were new to the game and you didn't want to play Bretonnian for whatever reason, because it is a very unique army. I mean, if you're not playing knights, what's the point in playing Bretonnians?
Yeah.
Unless you're Janners.
Yep.
So this, you can buy these models as cheap as chips from anybody.
Yeah, of course.
Samurai stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because they're, you know, there's lots of companies that will do, you know, like, that do that, like, Samurai at 10 mil scale. Yeah.
Did we keep in the big Oni?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
So they're just like bigger dudes, bigger like demony typey,
ogre-y
style.
I mean, you could do them as like moving statues or wherever you wanted to.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever
your floats your boat.
Yeah.
So I will try and post this up on the Warmaster podcast. If I don't get it done before I go on holiday, while I'm sat by the pool, I'll be fucking typing this up and I'll upload it.
Fair enough then. Yeah, like I'll play against it.
I think it'd be all right. I think the only problems we had were stuff around Ronin, but because they were all limited.
Well, we have limited them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure four is content?
I definitely wouldn't go any higher than.
No. Is that too high?
I think Jeremy would be. Well, I think Jabba's would be sad because I'm sure he's got at least 8 units. We don't want to invalidate people's armies straight away.
No.
I don't find them as obnoxious as Huskarls.
No, at least.
Because they've got no shooting attack, have they? They're 3-3-5.
Yeah. Plus one attack.
But Huskarls, aren't they 4-3-4?
Yeah.
I mean, that is fucking meaty.
That's ball breaking.
that is meaty, man. That's like. All right, you're giving away a hit, but you're like, yeah, that fucking hurts.
That hurts, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, right, so that was our little chat. This is what I said never to do, by the way.
What?
Never to just fucking brainstorm and say, I fixed the list over lunch. It's done. Well, I've got a feeling if somebody doesn't grab this ball by the horns, it will never get done.
Yeah, of course.
So... I mean, if Alex listens and he's interested, then I'll...
I mean, Cafe needed much less.
Much less.
Much less, yeah.
In fact, I'm not that sure there's that much wrong with Cafe at all.
There's a few things
It'll just be things that they've tried to invent.
There's a few things to clean up because they don't need to be unique. But, Cafe didn't need much at all. I mean, the way to go forward with this is to write up the list, to play a few games of it, and then actually at an event say it's a legal thing you can try, you can do.
I wouldn't be overly scared if somebody brought this to a list. I'm more worried about Wood Elves than this.
Wood Elves are far more bleh than this one.
Yeah, so if you look at the list, we'll just quickly run through it again. So you've got Samurai, they're a unique item for any army, but they are the central point of this list.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit different, cool, we'll let that go. Askari are just halberdiers.
Yeah.
Ronin are just elves with a bit more... punch on the first turn.
But
they do get a bit more punch. I mean, it is cheap.
It's cheap, but they pay the points for it.
Well, I don't think they do.
No, but it's you know...
That would be the one that, you'd worry about. You either have to restrict the number or make them pay more, because every combat, they get an extra attack per stand, and you pay 5 points.
So the first round, for the initial combat of any combat phase... So
it's your turn, my turn, potentially.
You might want to reword it for the first round of a...
Put it on the charge.
Put it on the charge, Put it on the charge. Mm-hmm.
And then it's still cheap, but it's only on the charge.
Yeah, but it's like the same... That's the same points as a chariot then gets for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got... Lost Warrior Monk, Zealous Monk, Fledglings.
Yeah.
Temple Imps. Goblins.
Yeah, Goblins, yeah.
Temple Oni, Arsaurus.
Yeah, yeah.
Samurai Cavalry are a bit unique, but I think they're, if anything, they're a little bit overcosted, but whatever.
That's fine.
Temple Dogs are just going to become Chaos Hounds.
Chaos Hounds, yeah.
And then the General's fine.
Yeah.
The Hero's fine.
Yeah.
We've got a Griffin, Monstrous Mount, and we've got a Runesmith.
And you put Poing in a Runesmith.
So what
you have is an army with a unique style of break, like Bretonnians, except that it's not focused totally on cavalry, it's focused on infantry, and it doesn't have magic, it has a Runesmith, you know, like equivalent, you know, because it's, that's different enough to make a Warmaster army.
Yeah. Cool.
Hey man, you seen those 10 millimeter Smokers, man. I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10 millimeter Ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Go to Jibber Jabber, fool, and get yourself to BlackGateMiniatures.com. That's BlackGateMiniatures.com.
Right, so I'm just going to quickly talk about a couple of bits and bobs. So, my sculptor did actually come back to me.
Robert. Oh, right.
I say he is sculpting within the month of August, July rather, as he said he'd start sculpting. So that's good, because it's always like hand in, whatever, hand in mouth, scared shitless, because you've commissioned something. And say he didn't start sculpting, say he got to August, say he got to September and he still hadn't started. What the fuck do I do now? I've got to go find another sculptor. I've got the money, but you've got to find a sculptor and you've got to find somebody you can trust and they've got to have a space blah, blah, blah. Suddenly you've got a 6 month delay. So he started sculpting.
Yeah.
I think he's going to do the swarm stands. Whatever the 20 millimetre squares.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
The demon swarm.
Demon swarms.
Yeah. I said, crack on and do whatever you like. So hopefully we'll start getting some pictures soon.
All right.
So that feels nice now. I can relax a little bit.
Although he's
chosen the week that my kids break up from school to tell me that he started sculpting. So there's not a great deal I'll be able to do between now and the end of the summer holidays.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then come September, I'll crack on.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. I'm on holiday for a couple of weeks. Paul's on holiday.
Yeah, so when do you go?
Like a week-ish.
So basically, when I come back, you go. So, like, this will be our last recording for a little
till the end of August, I believe. When we'll come back and we'll put the hurt on Cafe, which won't be a big hurt, I don't think.
No, it won't be this rewrite that we just did.
Because I think Jim uses Cafe, and I don't think there's a great deal I've ever found overly offensive about Cafe.
Literally, I think there's just some things to clean up to, like bring them into line with other armies. Yeah,
I think they did get several new artillery pieces that are only specific.
They just need to be like that's a bolt throw, that kind of thing.
I don't think anything backbreaking.
No.
So the next time in probably about 3 weeks' time, we'll be talking maybe more than that. We'll be talking about Cathay.
So events wise, for the London GT, I did ask for an update on ticket sales, but from Zach, but maybe he's abroad or whatever, wherever the guy is. He hasn't come back to me, so I wanted to say today, this is how many tickets are sold, etc. I think we're looking at a, we're in the category of 8 to 16 player, event at London GT.
That's 5 rounds, isn't it?
It's 4. That needs to be, so that but it can, obviously, we're there to play Warmaster, so we'll play Warmaster, and
there's nothing wrong with a 4-round event, you can take it really easy.
Yeah, exactly,
have to have turn limits, don't have to have anything, you can just play a game in the morning, a game after lunch, and then go out, on Sunday.
Exactly, it's a shame that because there's no cap on tickets and it literally could be as many people as
it's want a shame to it's up. Not Sterling, isn't it? Maybe you have to be
it's not as good.
It's a shame that that was just called North of the Wall North or something. Wall, yours called Intergalactic.
Yeah, I know.
Championship.
But never mind, I'm trying.
You've got to keep the fight.
So
if you do it long enough, it will build up momentum.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. I mean, before the event, I'm going to have to I'm going to want to just drive down to the venue and just make sure I know where it is, so I'm not trying to find it the first time we're trying to get there, and if you want to join me for that, that'd be appreciated, but that's the
it's easier to get to than Stratford. We just get in the car and drive.
Exactly. And I'll need to go around Chris's at some point and borrow it, if I need to borrow his scenery, borrow it, etc. Pick it up from his that's a evening job to do one time before then, so there's stuff to prep for it.
Okay. And I think Tom's got my dice for the, I can't remember how many dice I ordered for the Euro GT.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I've ordered and paid for them.
So mm-hmm.
Whatever's left, I guess I can sell after. But hopefully we'll get some numbers.
Yeah.
People have committed. I think we've got, we haven't got a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we've got 8. But a lot of people have said they're going to go. But as with everything, you kind of want to get your summer holidays out of the way. And then maybe towards the end of the year, if we haven't fucking Brexited.
Yeah, exactly.
And the world's not ended.
Yeah.
I think he's doing this. Sorry, I shouldn't talk politics, but he's doing this fucking Donald Trump thing now.
Boris Johnson.
He's talking out both sides of his mouth at the same time. At 1 minute, saying full speed ahead, no deal Brexit, choo choo, Halloween, no deal Brexit, and the other side of his mouth, he's saying, oh, it's a million to one chance. Yeah. Million to one chance we'll leave with no Brexit.
Million to one.
No deal.
No deal.
So he's saying, a million to one we're going to leave with no deal, and full speed ahead we're leaving on the 31st. Well, they both can't be right, can they? One of them's bullshit, mate.
Johnson has a track record for bullshit. I mean,
He is the ultimate opportunist.
Just the simple statement, Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister of England, is crazy. It's just like, you see him on the news and it's like, Prime Minister of Britain. And like, this guy. Yeah, like, it's just...
If you want to see something scary,
yeah,
there was this documentary when he was Foreign Secretary.
Right.
And he's always been like, underprepared.
Yeah.
He's famous for just fucking winging it and being self-deprecating and stuff. Basically underprepared tit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got his like fucking civil servant Mandarin next to him. He's like fucking brainiac.
Like
diplomat.
Yeah.
Trying to keep everything on the level, trying not to offend anybody.
Yeah.
And all fucking day long he's telling him, you can't say that, you can't do that, why are you doing this, why are you doing this? Just like fucking a nagging wife to him. And he said his job was just literally walking behind him, scooping up the shit that he dropped out all day long. Because every time he opens his mouth, he offends him. Like Trump, he just says fucking whatever he feels.
Yeah.
I said, you can't say that. Why are you saying this? Don't say that. You've made that up.
Yeah, he's the Prime Minister.
So he was doing this interview in Portugal. He said, no, you've made that up.
Yeah.
He said, it was in the brief. He said, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Something else that sounded a bit like that was in the brief. That wasn't in the fucking brief. You just made that up.
Just made it up. Oh, my God. He's the Prime Minister. I think what's going to happen there is that he won't be able to do anything different with the EU.
No.
And that hopefully forces a general election.
He'll be taken down by his own party before the end of October. Yeah. By his own party.
By his own party. I mean, it's almost like you could take a bet on what is going to bring him down. Like
his party.
Yeah.
His own party.
His own party.
Brilliant. Anyway, so enjoy your summer.
Yeah.
The last summer before Brexit.
Yes.
Before the end of the world. I mean, it's clear, the world's going to get messy if we do leave.
Yeah. Like,
let's hope it doesn't come to that. So, if you want to get in touch with us, you can get us on the Warmaster Podcast Facebook page. There's always stuff going on there. Or at warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com. Or you can catch us on the Warmaster Facebook page, the GW Warmaster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're quite often on there, liking and ticking and posting. And you're always posting on there.
Once I've done enough of this new range to like, you know, put up a decent post, pictures about it. And I need to get some good photos done of them as well.
I suggest Chris does those. He's got very
good kit.
Not very good kit.
And that'll be up there.
So either when you see him or at the GT or whatever, what's your one called? Universal Champion.
What, my then?
Galactic.
But he's not there.
Superhero.
But it's fine,
And have you found out if Janice is used in Wood Elves? That's why.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. Why?
Because he wants to win. There's things to win.
He's won every event this year.
Yeah, he's going to win this one.
Oh, yeah, like... I don't even know what the counter is. Dwarves or something. Just they can just move a wood in front of me, you won't be able to see. So have a good summer, everyone. I will see you later in the August.
See you later.
Would you like to know more?